First place one we're going to do is Sharon, Sharon. Last name is Laman, Laman. Miss Laman, Laman is a Oh Lord, this is a 75-year-old woman who's being admitted to hospice at this time with diagnosis of malignant neoplasm of lungs, chronic and acute respiratory failure, hypoxemia, malignant and recurrent pleural effusion, repeat falls, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, profound weakness, period. Furthermore, she has a KPS score of 50%. She's ADL dependent, lives with a caregiver slash family member David. Patient's husband, period. Patient is fully responsive, but has shown tremendous amount of weight and now has become profoundly weak, period. With lack of response to treatment, patient has now opted to be placed on hospice. Since most likely patient has less than 6 months to live. Okay. Let's see. Patient also was recently hospitalized at Herman Memorial Hospital with history of advanced lung cancer, currently on radiation, hypertension, pleural effusion. Patient presented to the emergency room status calls fall with her husband David. Patient also has shortness of breath. O2 sat is running around 80s. Blood pressure 80 to 90. Patient required thoracentesis. And after much discussion with family, it was decided to discontinue radiation and or any other type of treatment and admit patient to hospice. Allowing patient to return home and admitting patient to hospice at this time. Patient's family is aware of the grave prognosis. She's expected to live days or weeks at this time. participation in the Duma of the Secretary, patient and husband were both involved in making this decision. Patient also has a albumin level of 1.9 with decreased appetite and severe muscle wasting. Patient is anemic, which neither are going to change anytime soon to a patient's demise. Patient will require paracentesis on a regular basis, only for therapeutic reasons to keep patients as comfortable as possible. Once again, patient is very hospice appropriate and expected to live less than 6 months. Patient will be cared for by husband at home and require around the clock care, as well as with the help of hospice aides and nurses. Thank you.